You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Time for our daily tafsir segment, and we continue to look at Surah Al-Mumtahina. Other surah deals very importantly with the issue of relationships between believers and non-believers. And up until this point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the preceding verses vehemently prohibits Muslims from maintaining any friendly intimacy with non-believers, even though they had very strong blood relations with them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to carry out the command of Allah, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they carried out this command to the letter and spirit in this matter. They did not care about their personal desires or about their near or dear ones. The command was also carried out with the result that in some homes the father was a Muslim, the son was an unbeliever, or vice versa. Then too they carried out to these commands, and friendly relations were severed. Obviously the situation was not easy for the human nature. That is why Allah gave them assurance that soon the hardship will be over. And according to some hadith, when a servant of Allah gives up his favorite thing for the sake of Allah, Allah delivers it to him in a lawful manner, and at times he's granted something better than that. And we'll notice this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَجْعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ عَادَيْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ مَوَدَّةِ وَاللَّهُ قَدِيرُ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. It is not far-fetched of the mercy of Allah. It is not far-fetched of the mercy of Allah that for the bitter enemies of today to be converted to Islam tomorrow, and in this way, friendly and brotherly relations are established between you and them. And this is what happened during the conquest of Mecca. Most of the people of Mecca became Muslim. Those who had been striking swords against each other now began sacrificing their lives for one another. And this verse was a consolation to the Muslims that this jihad of not befriending people of Mecca is for a limited time, after which it will no longer be needed. At present, they were being told that remain steadfast on the order of not befriending. If anyone has digressed in this regard, he should seek forgiveness from Allah. Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. That is what they've been told at this juncture, and that we do not know what the future will hold, and Allah will open up ways in that regard. So the Muslims are being told that simply because of the kuffar's disbelief, they are your enemies. But Allah will grant the enemies the ability to embrace the faith and thus restore that mutual relation. And this prophecy was fulfilled, as we said, at the time of the conquest of Mecca, when besides the unbelievers who were killed, the rest of the people became Muslims. Allah says in Surah Nasr, يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And you see people entering Islam in multitudes. It is recorded in Sahih Al-Bukhari on the authority of Sayyidina Asma binti Abi Bakr that her mother arrived in Medina from Mecca in the state of disbelief. According to a narration in Musnad of Imam Ahmad, this incident occurred when the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah with the Quraysh had been concluded and was in force, and Sayyidatuna Asma, her mother's name was Qutayla. She brought gifts for her daughter Sayyida Asma, but Asma refused to accept them. She did not allow her mother to enter her home unless she sought the permission of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sayyida Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha went to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked that, how should I treat my mother while she's a disbeliever? And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, treat her kindly, politely, courteously. And it was on this occasion that verses were revealed stating how they should be treated. Allah says, لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. Allah does not forbid you to show kindness and to deal justly with those who neither fought with you on account of religion nor expelled you from your homes. Surely Allah loves those who are just. So there were some people in Mecca who, despite not being Muslims, did not bear any animosity or any antagonism towards the Muslims. They neither fought with them in matters of religion, nor did they help the wrongdoers in harming the Muslims and in expelling them. So Islam does not prohibit dealing kindly and justly with such unbelievers, with such disbelievers. Since they are lenient and tolerant towards you, justice demands that you treat them kindly and show to the world how high the level of Islamic character is. Islam does not teach that if one group of unbelievers is at war with the Muslims, then all the unbelievers should be struck with the same staff without distinction. Such action will be both unjust and unwise, because, you know, then you have multitudes of enemies against you. So you need to keep this in mind. It's necessary for a woman, a man, a child, an old person, a young person, an obstinate person, a person making peace, to be treated according to their circumstances and conditions. This is very, very important, and this has been outlined in these verses of the Noble Quran. These are the directives of justice and good behavior be maintained with those who do not fight with the Muslims. So the ruling is this, that this verse states it, that there's no problem with having good relations and also spending your wealth on them. Spending your wealth on the non-believers who the Muslims have a peace treaty in pact with them. And as long as a non-believer is not at war with the Muslims, then there's no problem in spending upon them. Who are the ones that we are prohibited from? Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ وَنِ الَّذِينَ قَاتَلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَأَخْرَجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ وَظَاهَرُوا عَلَىٰ إِخْرَاجِكُمْ أَنْ تَوَلَّوْهُمْ. Allah forbids you only from having friendship with those who fought you on account of faith and expelled you from your homes and helped others in expelling you. So these are the ones that we are being told that you don't keep relations. So the verse speaks of those unbelievers who fought the Muslims in the matters of religion, drove them from their homes, or supported their expulsion. These are hostile disbelievers, and the divine injunction in connection with them is to abstain from having friendly or cordial intimacy with them. This verse does not forbid just and kind treatment of them. It merely forbids friendly intimacy and relations. Prohibition of having such friendly intimacy is not restricted only to those enemies who actively wage war against Muslims, but also you're not to have friendly intimacy. So there's two things. One thing is the friendly intimacy, and one is having kind relations. There's no problem with having kind relations, but friendly intimacy, that is not to be upheld with any of the disbelievers. Muslim prohibition applies to the case of cordial and friendly intimacy, and that is very intimate relation, and the other is kindness. And kindness we must show to one and all. We must show that to one and all. So till this point in the verses of the Noble Quran, we are taught how to deal with the two different groups of unbelievers, those who are at war with us and those who make peace with us. Those who are at war with us and those who make peace with us, these two different things. Those that are war, we will be hostile to them, and those who make peace with us, then for them, we will also treat them with kindness, and we'll treat them with goodness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. One of the conditions of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was that the people of Mecca, that if anyone from Mecca goes to Medina, he will have to be returned to Mecca. Rasulullah s.a.w. accepted this condition. Consequently, many men came to Medina, and Nabi s.a.w. sent them back. Some women also came. If Rasulullah s.a.w. were to send them back, these Muslim women would fall into prohibited acts in the house of unbelievers. So thereafter, verses were revealed towards the end of the surah with that situation. We'll look for that at another occasion, inshallah. So these are the important injunctions with regards to how do we interact and how do we deal with those that are non-believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding.